I'm getting get to stock picks. And actually, there is a comment asking, can our panel members share what they have in their individual portfolio so we can see if they've got skin in the game? Otherwise, panel members will only pick stocks just for the sake of it, or just tell us the stocks that they picked last year, which is fair comments. So I don't know, so do you have actual skin in this game?
The simple answer is yes. So
yeah.
Whatever we recommend or advise clients to buy, we invested in those, whether they're funds or segregated share portfolios ourselves. So that's the short answer.
Okay.
I'm not going to show everything though, all at once.
Oh, yeah, no, eke it out to us over the months. But your stock pick is Visa.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So here you go. Visa. I think I picked this a year and a half ago. We still like it. It's expensive purely from a price multiple perspective. I mean, we're talking heavy stuff here, 36 times. MasterCard's 46 times, which is its big competitor. But what it is, it's a global payments and technology company headquartered in San Francisco and basically facilitating commerce between customers, vendors, financial institutions, sharing information and taking a cut off every transaction. It's got huge economies of scale, market cap of just over $400 billion. You know, their payments volumes were up 7% in their last reporting period. Transactions were up 11%, and revenue was up 13%. That was in the last quarter, year on year.
All going in the right direction. And yes, the blockchain effect doesn't seem to have, well, had any effect Visa yet. And Gerbrand, you're going with Exxaro.
Yeah, it's probably one of the resource stocks that didn't do well.
Yeah.
It's unloved. We know Eskom stories at the moment. That's why we're picking it at the moment. If you look at the bulk of their business, the only thing that's priced in at the moment is probably the iron ore business, which they own 21% of this in iron ore. If you strip that out, you're getting the coal business, which is mostly fixed contracts with Eskom, and not bad business.
Especially if Gwede Mantashe is in charge.
Yeah. And it's probably going to increase as well, because there's lots of other little miners that needs to be eaten up to get the cost down of the coal that they're paying more for at the moment. So I think they had a good space, and you're only paying about a 1p multiple for the coal business if you buy the whole business at the moment. So I think it's almost giving a whole coal business for free at the moment.
Wow.
It's 130. It used to pay nice dividends over time. It sold some of its investments. I think we already got about 15 rand a share over, or 16 or 17 rand a share over December from it, just from dividends. But still, at 130 a share, 1p multiple in the coal business, it must be a screaming buy. Coal prices at all-time lows at the moment.
Okay. Two very interesting shares to dwell on. Gerbrand, Jonathan, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Jonathan Fisher is from PSG Wealth Santander and Grayson. Gerbrand Smit is from NFG Fund Managers. Alicia will be back with Stockwatch tomorrow night at 7:30. In the meantime, have a good evening.